Right, we'll take some more calls and texts and tweets, but I want to talk about something else for a minute now, and that is, as I mentioned earlier, Mark Zuckerberg has said that Facebook will effectively transition from being a social media company to a metaverse company. What does that mean? Should we be worried? Well, let's talk to Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com, the tech advice website. Fevzi, good morning to you.
Morning.
What's a metaverse then?
It's a virtual world in which you can do certain things. So you inhabit the virtual world using something like a virtual reality helmet or possibly augmented reality glasses, that sort of thing. And it allows you to do various things. You can play games in it. You can work in it. You can have meetings in it where you feel like you're not just... So if you think of a Zoom call at the moment, you have a bunch of faces in a grid on a screen. In a metaverse Zoom type meeting, you would be in a virtual room, and as you turn your head, you would see the different people present in the room. They wouldn't be physically present, they would be virtually present. But just as we turn our heads in a room and we see different things, it will be a similar thing, and they will see us and we will interact with them. So you can game with it, you can work with it, you can communicate, you can holiday there. Eventually, think the Matrix, think that we're plugged into a virtual world where all our senses can be fed by essentially right. A computer program, a metaverse, which is a creation in this case of Facebook, owned by Facebook. What could possibly go wrong? Just be in a world completely owned by Facebook.
A kind of virtual world then that you would enter. Yeah. I mean, it sounds very sci-fi. How technically possible is it?
So Zuckerberg talked about this in an interview with The Verge recently, and he said that Facebook itself wanted to transition into a metaverse company in the next 5 years. So, I mean, the basics of this are already here, and it will just get better and smarter and more granular as we go forward. Don't forget that Facebook bought Oculus, the virtual reality headset company, for $2 billion. And they are widely held to be some of the best virtual reality headsets that are available. And it is interesting that they've already tightly integrated it into the Facebook platform, whereby you have to have a Facebook account and link your use of the Oculus to the Facebook account before you can actually use it. So they will do this. It's not going to be... At the moment, these sorts of technologies take advantage of the human brain trying to fill in the gaps and make the unreal seem real. You know, our brains that evolved over millions of years, try to make this universe seem real to the brain and make sense. But as we go forward, as the technology gets smarter and smarter, then the recreation of the virtual space will be far more convincing.
Yeah, I suppose... The closest thing I've experienced is putting on one of these virtual reality, do you call it a headset? It covers up your eyes and everything.
Exactly,
and, I did it at an exhibition. And I have to say, it was incredibly convincing and really rather frightening because you were suddenly immersed in this world where you could sort of smell and feel as normal, but what you saw was quite different, and it would make you jump and feel like you're falling over, and it was already pretty convincing.
Yeah, and it will become more convincing, but also the equipment that you need to wear will become a lot lighter and easier to tolerate, because if you're expecting, as Facebook will inevitably want us to do eventually, to spend all our waking hours and probably our sleeping ones with their devices on, then they have to get a lot lighter. And don't forget, you've got the headset, which feeds the eyes and the ears. You've then got the possibility of holding controllers or even wearing a special types of gloves, so that the movement of your hands can be part of your interaction in this virtual world. So you'll be able to hold up your hand in front of you, see it, touch virtual objects. And, you know, as you get more sophisticated, you can imagine that as you reach out and touch an object which isn't physically there, that the gloves actuators may actually start to put pressure as if you were touching something, so you'll have this sensation of touch as well. Smell is not beyond the bounds of possibility as well. Eventually, you see, once all our senses are fed, there is no real difference between our brains don't live in this world. Our brains receive electrical signals from our eyes and our ears and our olfactory organs and our skin and nerves. Those are just electrical signals. Now, whether those electrical signals are created by eyes and ears or other transducers that interpret the surroundings into electricity, or whether those electrical signals are fed from a device like a headset or even implants, it makes no difference to the brain. The brain has shown itself to be very adaptable. The brain, for example, if you feed it signals from two arms usually, you give it a third arm, the brain learns how to control a third and fourth arm quite well.
Yeah, somebody was telling me the other day about an experiment they did where I think they had to wear some glasses that turned everything upside down, and eventually the brain worked out how to see everything upside down and get it round the right way.
Which is ironic, because actually your eyes present an image of everything upside down, and the brain already flips it.
Yeah.
But that's perfect, because what does upside down doesn't really have a meaning anyway. Mm. It's just the brain allows you to interpret things in a particular way, and the brain will, for example, process signals from senses that don't exist. So if you had, I don't know, an infrared detector or a night vision unit or X-ray vision, You could make a Superman vision. You could, not very healthy, but you could beam X-rays through things, and then have electrical signals going into the brain, and the brain would adapt, and the human would have X-ray vision.
As I always think, if you look at science fiction, that normally is a clue as to where we're going, and things like Star Trek actually get quite a lot of it right. I mean, so they have a thing called the holodeck, where you can go on holiday or you can go and have an experience, and it seems real. You just walk into this room and it's like a grid, like a matrix, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that possible, that you could just walk into a room and there's smells and sights and everything?
Yeah, it is. But I think, you see, you have to think about, why does Facebook want to do this, right? How does Facebook make its money? Mm. Facebook's not that interested in you walking into a room in which a new world is created. Facebook is more interested in having you interact with its world. So that, for example, at the moment they can see when you look on a particular website, how long you look at it for and so forth. But just imagine the increased amount of data they can have. You know, what is your body language as you move around? Are you attracted to someone? Are you frightened of something? Does something attract your gaze for a little bit longer than something else? You know, are you walking a little bit differently? Are you perhaps unwell? Are you in need of some sort of intervention? Mm. You know, so the amount of information they can take from us. And the problem with all of this, Clive, is that we already do not have sufficient protections about the information that we shed as we move around the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, our information is not ours. We don't yet have laws that say, you know, the starting position is we own the information that we create, our location, the manner in which we browse. All these things should be private unless we explicitly choose to trade them. We don't have that. And it's extremely worrying that the technology is bounding ahead so fast, well before we have a chance to have a societal conversation about what sort of future we want to live in. Do we want to live in some form of matrix type thing? And if we do, are we sure that having private companies providing the worlds in which we inhabit, is that really the best way to go forward? Because what rights will we have? We'll become citizens of a Facebook or other third-party universe, and that's really already dangerous. Well, yes, but think of that in a hundredfold.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we go, Fevzi, I wanted to ask you about something that's been breaking in the news as well. This is the story of two mariners who were killed in an alleged Iranian drone attack on a ship managed by an Israeli businessman. And there's an allegation that Iran used a drone to attack the vessel. This was made by an unnamed Israeli official. So I'm just wondering, from a tech point of view, using drones, I imagine, again, if I watch all the spy shows and the espionage dramas, it's all tech now. And drones, presumably, must be a common use of attack.
Yes. I mean, you know, countries have been using military drones for many years. I think President Obama, back, you know, all those years ago when he was president, you know, was well known for his use of drones to assassinate people beyond America's borders. And the technology's got more and more sophisticated. One of the weaknesses of drones has been that they are effectively remote control devices, and that if you were able to jam the signal, you could actually take over and control the drone. And I think, was it Iran or Iraq that actually managed to capture and control an American military drone, much to America's embarrassment. But what's been changing now is, because of artificial intelligence, they've managed to build enough intelligence into these drones that if their signal gets severed or compromised, the control signal, that they can carry on and complete the mission. They can acquire the target, they can decide what their target is and carry on and attack it. And in the future, they will be completely autonomous. There are already, autonomous weapons in existence, and there has been some moves to try and get a moratorium on their development. But interestingly enough, America is one of the countries that's refused to do that, because it thinks that other countries like Russia will carry on and develop those sorts of weapons. So, yeah, this is not unusual. You know, the idea of using a drone to attack, it's small, it doesn't necessarily turn up on radar, it's difficult to shoot down, highly manoeuvrable, and either capable of firing a weapon or carrying a explosive charge and crashing into the target.
Fevzi, thank you so much. Great to talk to you. That's Fevzi Turkalp, who you can find at Gadget Detective on Twitter. If you want to respond to Fevzi or ask him a question, he's from his tech website. You can get him on Twitter at Gadget Detective. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed for that.